Don speaking.
Hey, this is Jasmine. We just got disconnected. How can I help you, sir? Sir, did you need home care services?
Yes.
How can I assist
you? I just heard
the radio ad.
And I was okay.
Okay, what county do you reside in, sir?
Bangor, in Northampton.
Northampton? And what kind of health insurances do you have?
It's for my mother. She has Humana. She has Medicaid.
Okay. We could check her Medicaid right now to see if she's eligible for the services, okay? What's her first and last
name? She's not been booked with anything. Marie Telfort. M-A-R-I-E.
And spell the last name, C?
She has in time. L-F for Frank, O-R-T. She's a new resident of Pennsylvania.
What's her date of birth?
08-05-48.
And her home address?
187 Eisenhart Boulevard, Bangor, Pennsylvania. 18013.
And do you know if her Medicaid is through Keystone, AmeriHealth, PA Health and Wellness?
I just mentioned to you that she's a new resident of PA.
Oh, so she does not have Medicaid. One second. Let me check. Let me check to see what she has. Yep, let me check real quick. Please hold. So Marie is spelled M-A-R-I-E, correct?
Correct. And
date of birth
is a middle name.
What is it?
She has a middle name, Annie.
Annie, so A.
A-N-N-I-E.
Annie. They just want the first letter, so it's A. Yep, she's not populating in the Pennsylvania Data Bank for Medicaid, so you have to transfer her services. Where is she originally from, where she's coming from?
Florida.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you all the information that you're going to need to get her onto Medicaid in the state of, Pennsylvania. So let me know when you're ready to write this down. I'm going to be submitting a referral as well so that our specialists can get a hold of you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And further you along in the process. Do you have someone in mind that you would like for them to provide care for your mom, a friend, family, or trusted loved one, or you want the agency?
I've been doing it.
So then you can be here. Okay.
So for the past 2 years, yes.
Okay, so son, what's your first and last name?
My first name is Jean, J-E-A-N. Looks like Jean, but it's Jean. Same last name, Telford.
And is this a good number to reach you, sir?
Yes, 516-5045.
We're having a really bad connection, but I can pull it up
yes.
off of my call ID. No worries.
Yep, thank you.
Yep. I just need you to write some stuff down. Just let me know when you're ready.
Yep, give me 2 seconds.
And Mr. John, your mom, is she, like, talk to me a little bit about her disability.
My mom is a cancer patient who suffered a stroke, and she's unable to do anything with her left side. Her gait is weak, her left hand weak, her speech, you know, the left side's drooling and what have you.
Okay, you ready to write stuff down?
Yes.
Okay, so my name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
The agency that's going to be further assisting your mom onto services and hiring you, Jean, is Family First Care. That's
yeah.
Family First Care. The agency mm-hmm. phone number is 267-551-7400.
Is it 267?
551-7400. Okay. My direct number is 267-551-7410.
7410.
Correct. Now, I'm going to give you what's
Jasmine.
Called, yes, I'm going to give you, I want you to, that's agency's information, okay? Now I want you underneath that to write Medicaid broker number. So you got to call the Medicaid broker. Let them know that your mom is in need of Medicaid services, that you recently, you know, moved her from the state of Florida where she had services there.
Okay.
Did you end her services in Florida? Did you tell them that she was relocating?
Yes, yes. The
okay.
last agency that she was released to from her last hospitalization.
Okay.
They did her release and everything else.
Okay. So you explain to them that, you know, she's been relocated to PA. She has services in Florida, and you just want her to get back onto Medicaid, and you want her you want to apply for home care services on her behalf as well.
Yes.
Yep. So the number is
877-550-4227.
You got it.
Okay, that's the Medicaid broker number.
That's who you're going to call to get everything in motion for her here in the state of PA, all right? Once you do that, then everything, you know, kind of falls very quickly into place because then they have to schedule what's called the in-home assessment where they come and visit into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours she gets, okay? It's a little process,
okay,
but we're in the right direction, okay? If
you
have any questions, yes, absolutely, Jean. You call me as soon as you get a hold of the broker because they're gonna schedule you a telehealth conference visit. They're also gonna assign a case ID number. If you can call me back and give me that information so that I can add it to the referral, so the next specialist that calls you knows exactly where we left off, that would be greatly appreciated. Okay, Jean.
Will do.
All right.
Thank you very much.
So welcome to Family First, and I'm submitting this
Thank
information
you.
Right now, okay? You too.
Thank
you.
You.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.